Well, once again, we want to thank you for tuning in to our daily devotionals. It's a real blessing to know that there are people out there who are listening in to these devotionals and other devotionals that other people are doing and being blessed and even sharing those with others. It's a little ministry that you can do. You know, so often I find myself going back to Romans chapter 12. We're living a day of cheap grace, a day of easy believism. A day like the days that A.W. Tozer spoke of, where he said it is relatively easy for people to a cross, but it's a cross that leaves them uncrucified. Uncrucified. But the Bible speaks about taking up the cross, dying to self, forsaking our nets, following the Lord, going through with God, dying daily. Or as Paul says here in Romans 12, verse 1, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. I know in our devotions a number of weeks ago we looked at these little verses, but just that little phrase in verse 2 of Romans 12, be not conformed to this world. That word conformed has the idea of being put into a mould and fashioned in a certain way. And this world of ours wants to squeeze us into its mould and mode of thinking, acting, living and behaving. We're living in a day of that which is very false and that which is very shallow and that which is very superficial. And it's very easy for Christians to allow the world to mould our thinking and to cause us to be conformed to a certain pattern or ideal. But the Christian is to be entirely different from the world. The Bible is very clear that a Christian is to be separated from this world and different from and distinct from the world. The word church actually means called out ones, ecclesia, people that God has called out from this world unto himself to be a peculiar people. The word peculiar means different, diverse, distinct. The Christian is to be different from the world, and the world is always trying to squeeze us into its mould. You know, Daniel and his three friends were taken captive from Israel and brought into Babylon. And in Babylon, everything changed. Everything was so different. And the king of Babylon changed their names, their dress code. He changed their language. He tried to change their diet. He tried to change their philosophies, their education, their way of thinking, their surroundings, their culture, and even their religion. But Daniel and Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego did not allow this world to squeeze them into its mould. And as we read through the life of Daniel and the ministry of Daniel and what's recorded of his three friends, they were always different from and distinct from the world and the spirit of the age. And that would have been difficult in Babylon. It's difficult in our day, but it's possible. Now, how was it possible for Daniel? Because we read in Daniel 1 and verse 8 that right from the beginning he nailed his colours to the mast and purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the king's meat. That little phrase, he purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself. And that's the secret. That's it there. Purpose in your heart. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart. My son, give me thine heart. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Purpose in your heart, the very center of your being, that you're going to honour God, you're going to be like Daniel and put God first, and you're not going to defile yourself with those things in this world that are contrary to the Saviour. You know, I heard a testimony of a young man years ago, and he said this, I refuse to be entertained by those things that crucified my Saviour. This world hated the Saviour. Leonard Ravenhill said, the world crucified the holiest man that ever lived. How is it that it is no problem with you or me? Friendship with the world is enmity with God. So therefore, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you might prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Be transformed not conformed. God bless you all, and we'll see you next time.